Welcome to Channel Chat, SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending February 6th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today we'll be discussing Cisco's attempt to go green with its EnergyWise partner program. To help provide a reseller's perspective on it, we'll be joined by Rich Schofield of Dimension Data, a Cisco partner. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
Hi, Dan. Nice to be with you and chat with you today about Dimension Data's take from a channel perspective on Cisco's EnergyWise.
So what is most attractive to Dimension Data about the EnergyWise software?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that make it attractive for us. And of course, the first thing is just the opportunity to drive additional intelligence into the network. Cisco likes to talk about the network as the platform, and as we can push more and more capability and function into the network, we're able to further be able to drive equipment refresh and upgrades with our customers and in a way that makes it really worthwhile from them from an ROI perspective, from an effort and energy perspective, and a cost perspective. The other great opportunity for us as far as we're concerned is the ability to kind of integrate some of our other lines of business, because in phase two of EnergyWise, we're going to need to push software clients to PCs to get the control of the PCs under the EnergyWise umbrella. And in doing so, Microsoft services like our D3 dynamic desktop deployment become very, very feasible and usable in that situation, to allow us to be able to push in a mass way the clients to the end user PCs, and then to be able to then get the customer to scale this to doing other applications and other Microsoft patches and things.
And what changes will end users see from implementing EnergyWise?
From an energy efficiency standpoint, certainly the main change they'll see is the ability for Switch to control the power of an attached device, which they would not have seen as much of before. And that's kind of a huge change, again, talking about the ability to push additional features and functions into the platform. And then if you want to talk from just an architectural standpoint or a deployment standpoint, there'll be a console that will enable the end user to control the power usage and the time of day, and get reports that allow them to most appropriately set the power usage in the attached devices in the environment.
How interesting. Has anybody or has Cisco calculated sort of a percentage of savings users will begin to see when they first implement it on the network side?
I haven't seen a lot of figures yet. I think really the big gain is going to come when we move into the advanced phases, into phase two. Some of the ability to control attached PoE devices, which is really what's in phase one, is already available before EnergyWise, but adding EnergyWise allows us to combine groups of devices into domains that allow them to be controlled from a central point, as opposed to controlling them individually on the switches. So that's the primary advantage in phase one of EnergyWise. So I have seen a lot of statistics that show that even just if a typical organization like a bank turns off all their PoE devices or their IP phones just overnight, they could save as much as $40,000 a year in energy costs and cooling.
Do you expect EnergyWise will enhance switch sales or simply build on existing relationships with the install base? And is this an important enough factor to turn a sale?
I don't think that by itself would be a primary motivator, but what it will do is it will definitely enhance the ability to create the interest in moving up the stack, improving the, refreshing the base, installing newer switches, adding the software in place, getting the professional services to make those deployments. It'll definitely push them over the threshold because, I think a lot of customers these days, they really want to be green conscious, they want to be good corporate citizens, but in this macroeconomic times, the primary thing is going to be, does it really help control and rein in costs? And that's one of the great things about most of what's green, is that it can do both at the same time. But the primary interest will be, the efficiency side of things.
Next year, the same software will be able to be applied to building assets like heating, ventilation, and lighting. Now, does a network integrator or VAR play a role in selling the technology into those same scenarios?
Oh, sure. Look, we're going to have to be involved in total deployment, right? So the question just becomes, when those systems are enabled, the very first thing that they're going to have is a network interface that allows us to connect there, and that'll be the entrance into the network. And from there, the concept on controlling the end devices will be very similar to how you control any other type of device. The way EnergyWise is built is a set of 10 different powered states, And I would expect those 10 different powered states to be no different in non-IT, traditional IT devices. So, yeah, I definitely do see that our role would be really just exactly the same, but limited, obviously, to the energy-wise piece of it. Lots of times, particularly something like this, when it first gets developed, a technology like this, they don't know how to manage it or deal with it. Even if they do have their own monitoring systems, they frequently might like an expert like a Dimension Data to run that as a managed service for them. And so I see that being a good fit to deploy the EnergyWise consoles and then set that up to control our various clients and help them with the reporting and help them get the most out of it.
How interesting. So are heating and lighting and those sort of functions already interfacing with the network in some major corporations?
Not that I'm aware of. Certainly there are some standards that allow electronic control of lighting systems. I mean, they have, even our organization in South Africa, we have a whole division that does building controls, and you can control lighting by time of day. But as far as any widespread network enabling or network control of them, this really is one of the first entrees into that.
Spending money on that kind of an interface, would they see enough savings via the energy situation or the energy savings to make that in kind of investment?
Oh, I would have to believe so. I haven't seen specific statistics, but I mean the energy use of in these systems is so huge that it would be very low-hanging fruit. It would be very difficult to not get significant savings by doing so.
Can that ultimately build sort of a new branch to Avar's practice?
No question. Again, as I mentioned before, we have a whole business in our South African region built totally on environmental controls. And absolutely, we could build, certainly extend that practice, we would expect to. And Avar certainly could have a whole practice built on that, absolutely.
Now, Rich, how is the software different than other offerings from rival companies like IBM or Nortel?
Talk about those two organizations. You know, particularly Nortel, what Nortel did is they really had a campaign, an energy tax campaign, and not really an offering around this. Their main thrust was that we make equipment that is more energy efficient than Cisco. While potentially, if you consider a straight like-for-like comparison between products, that may or may not be the case, but when you consider the fact that the Cisco platforms are really built to house multiple functions in a converged way in the same device, allowing you to reduce the number of appliances you have deployed, the number of interfaces that you have, the number of modules that you have to install, at the end of the day, the energy savings from collapsing all of that in a single platform far outstrips any minor differences, if they even exist, between the power utilization of like devices between Nortel and Cisco.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
Thank you.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.